Welcome to the Animal League of Gaston County's podcast. The Animal League of Gaston County's mission is to promote companion animal welfare in the community through advocacy, education, and service. Most people know us as the Gaston Low-Cost Spay-Neuter Clinic, which at the onset of this podcast has altered nearly 80,000 animals. The purpose of this podcast is to make known all the programs for all income levels that we have to help cats and dogs in Gaston County and surrounding areas, and especially the people involved. I am your host, Stephanie Rausch. This is a special edition of the Animal League of Gaston County's podcast to correspond to the Animal League of Gaston County's newsletter. We call it Quarterly Whiskers. The first edition of this newsletter was released March 9th, 2024, and spotlights the volunteer Nancy Foltz and the Pets to Go program, which she is the administrator of. I hope you enjoy it. Hi, this is Stephanie Rausch with the podcast for the Animal League of Gaston County. I am so happy to have Nancy Foltz here with me. Nancy has been a volunteer for the last 8 years, and she was formerly a family lawyer with Foltz, Arthurs and Foltz. And Nancy now runs our Pets to Go program, and she's going to also be the highlight of our newsletter in March. So, Nancy, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about the last 8 years.
After I retired in 2014, after 30 years of practicing law, I wanted to be of use to the community in some way quite different from the practice of law. And I volunteered at several places, including hospice. And my good friend, Terry Kenny, who is the director of the Gaston Low-Cost Spay-Neuter Clinic, she was a former attorney as well. And I knew she operated the clinic, and I started volunteering there in a very limited capacity. And after about a year of that, we came to realize the great need to help animals find homes in Gaston County, whether from the shelter or from private citizens that use our clinic. So we started the Shelter Pets to Go project in July of 2017. And we publicized pets for adoption. We had sponsors who donated money to help the pets get out of the shelter. We put them on our Facebook page. Later, we had a Pet Finder account, which only nonprofits can advertise on that particular platform.
And that's one of the tricks that you have. You really pay attention to the Pet Finder account.
Yes, it's difficult for the shelter to manage that, I think, because they have a number that's only answered from, say, 11 in the morning until 5 o'clock at night, and it's very hard to get through. Whereas on Pet Finder, my cell phone is on the account.
Yeah.
So I just got a call, for example, last night about 8 o'clock, and the lady said, "I'm surprised somebody answered this call." And I said, "Well, this is my cell phone, and I'm here to help you find a pet."
Awesome.
And I think it's helpful for people to have that sort of ability to connect, because people are off work on the weekends. They're available after hours, and you cannot get through to the shelter's number at those times.
Right.
And I'm only handling, say, 20 pets at a time. The shelter's handling
100. Yeah.
So I can be, for those particular pets, I can be more responsive. I typically, if the person sounds good to me, I will send them an adoption application that I've concocted after plagiarizing a lot of other rescue groups. Mm-hmm. And if the person sends it back to me, I screen the application, I check their vet reference, I check their home ownership. I've been known to go by their house or just go visit their house. And if everything looks well and it's adoption that's not at the shelter, we arrange for the whoever has the animal that needs a home. Typically, it's like a foster parent or someone who's saved a litter of kittens, mm-hmm. arranged for those people to meet. And sometimes we do that at our clinic on Franklin Boulevard. And that's helpful, too, because if the pet is actually going to be adopted, we have the capacity to give them a microchip right there at the clinic. That is covered by the adoption fee. We charge an adoption fee that's similar to the shelter. We're not trying to compete with them, but when they're full, we can still advertise animals.
Great.
And the shelter charges $75 for a cat adoption for a fully vetted cat and $95 for a dog.
Mm. So I think you told me just this week you had a good adoption.
Yes, we had a lovely adoption of a tortoiseshell one-year-old cat who had been born in one of our clients' house. It was a mother and four kittens that she raised since March of 2023, and had the kittens and the mother vetted, and they were all in Pet Finder. And this very lovely lady worked 35 years. She worked for Wells Fargo. She and her husband are retired, and they have a year-old cat that they wanted a companion for.
Mm.
So they came to our clinic for the what we call a meet and greet. And the kitten they were looking at, the tortoiseshell female, she was fine with everything. She loved everybody. She was interacting. But their other cat, whose name was Winston, wasn't quite so sure. But she took the tortoiseshell, whose name was Pumpkin, took her home. And within 24 hours, she got back to us to say that Winston and Pumpkin acted as if they had been together all of their lives.
So she was very
happy. And this, of course, makes all of us ecstatic. It makes all the hard work worth it when we know we've helped an animal find a home.
Yeah, and I have tag-teamed a few times. We helped Panther find a home.
We had a dog that I didn't know if anybody would take him. He was a beautiful black dog, but he clearly had some pit bull in him. And a young lady who really needed a dog, not maybe an official service dog, but a dog that would be a emotional support dog. And mm-hmm. she adopted him. And I know you still get, a year or two ago, you still get
contact.
Yeah, and it's just so heartwarming.
Well, and what's true about Panther is that we got a call for Room to Run. And when I called up this lady, she said, well, really, it's not my dog, and I'm trying to find home for it with my neighbor. And when I went out to see Panther for the first time, he was in such a small kennel.
Oh, gosh.
But she did keep him alive, and we tried one time, and Panther didn't make it because the little chihuahua was attacking Panther, and Panther put a stop to it. Well, yeah. They put a stop to Panther, and then we found another home.
That was a wonderful story, and I'll never forget Marmaduke either. We had a big Great Dane mix, he must have been, because he was way over a 100-pound dog. And a young family with two children came and brought their dog to meet Marmaduke. That went swimmingly.
Sure did. And that was another, was that another Room to Run?
I think it was.
Yeah.
And Marmaduke turned out to be the birthday present for the 10-year-old daughter in that family.
Oh.
She was 10 years old on the day they adopted Marmaduke.
Oh, my goodness. What a great gotcha day.
You know, if anyone with time on their hands that's interested in helping pets and the feel-good part of helping pets, we need fosters for some of these animals. We need people who can help with transportation. We accept donations to help get pets ready to be adopted, vetted, for people who are willing to care for them but don't have the money to necessarily do a spay, vaccines, microchip. We also transport animals to rescues in the Northeast where there's not such a bad homeless animal problem as we have here in the Southeast.
Mm-hmm.
We transport to Rhode Island. We've transported to New York State to the North Shore Animal Rescue, which is the biggest animal rescue in the country.
Mm-hmm.
We've had pets go to Pennsylvania. There's a South Carolina rescue that helps us. And in order to move those pets out of state, we have to have health certificates for them. Sometimes they're transported by van or by volunteers. We have had a volunteer pilot take cats to New York State, for example. So it's a big network. There's a lot to be done that's kind of behind the scenes.
And Nancy is the one behind the scenes making these connections. So every rescue that you named, Nancy found that rescue and started working with them. And because Nancy is meticulous by paying attention to details, people like working with her. She gets back to you quickly. She pays great attention to the details. She crosses every T, dots every I, and has often done the health certificates for the doctor so that the price became reasonable.
Yeah, typing it up is probably more work than checking out the animal, but there's a lot to be done. A lot is behind the scenes. Every weekend there are transports that are going from the southeast to the northeast, and many people, including Animal League members, will transport. They'll drive, say, from Charlotte to Lexington, drop off the animals, and there's another car mating, and they'll end up going all the way up the northeast. And it's a labor of love to move these animals where they can find homes.
Sure is. Now, Nancy, to date, how many Shelter Pets to Go did you help save as of today?
900.
Wow. And to date, how many animals out of the community have you helped to find a home for?
I'm pretty good about keeping records, and one reason is because it helps us to impress possible donors, get grant applications approved. So I haven't written every single pet down that I've helped, but it's about 900 just outside of the shelter. And of those, at least 100 were actual adoptions. A lot of them were transported out of state or transported in state, or we helped in different ways. Like we had a cat that was shot with a BB gun, and the clinic took care of that cat. We got a grant from a gentleman in Florida that supports us to pay for that work, and that cat ended up being adopted. But it was more than just a regular adoption.
Yeah,
because someone had to take care of that cat for about 3 months until it recovered from the surgery.
Was that someone you?
No, it was the lady that found him, that rescued him when she saw him in her yard with that terrible limp from being shot.
Now, Nancy, I know you've done Shelter Pets to Go, and you've expanded the program to what we now call Pets to Go. How does that work exactly?
We can't help everyone. We get calls at our clinic probably every day of someone that needs to rehome pets or found a litter of kittens on their front porch, or it's all over our county. And if that person is willing to put something into it themselves, we can't just accept every pet. We're not a shelter. We're not a facility that boards pets or takes, you know. But if they're willing to put what I call skin in the game, where they're willing to keep the pets, if they're kittens, for example, and they'll take care of them until they're old enough to be adopted.
More or less foster them.
Yes.
Foster what they find until you can find a place where they can get adopted or transported.
I talked to a gentleman that called our clinic about 10 days ago who had literally newborn kittens. They were a day old. And he had the mother, thank goodness. And she was nursing them and doing fine, but he wanted help. First of all, he wanted advice. And secondly, he wanted to know if we could help him when they're old enough, which will be 2.5 months or so. Mm-hmm. And I said, of course we can. If you'll take care of them. And he said, I'm willing to help with their expenses. Those are the kind of people we want to help.
And so people who are willing to foster, we will help you find a home. And if you're willing to put a little bit of money toward the services, that's even better.
Yes.
And Nancy is excellent at finding homes, especially for healthy animals and good-natured animals. So sounds to me like you've hit at least 1,800 animals over the last 8 years, and probably coming very close to approaching 2,000 animals to be adopted.
Yeah, some of these aren't adoptions, but we've helped them on their way to an adoption.
Fair enough.
The rescues that we work with are, I believe they are absolutely superior rescues. And I've been referred by other organizations to these people. I've worked with them. And it's really nice to have those connections, to know that we have an option for our animals, that they don't have to necessarily stay in Gaston County, where we are overwhelmed in many cases by animals that are, they're just everywhere in Gaston County.
They sure are. So if you want to help out, Nancy might need you to help take pictures, transport, foster. You can call the clinic at 704-868-4673 or leave us a Facebook message at the Gaston Low-Cost Spay Neuter Clinic, and our webpage is ALGC.org. Nancy Foltz, thank you so much for taking the time to meet with me today and give me the chance to interview you. I know this month is March, this March month is Nancy Foltz and Pets to Go month, because you also are going to be featured in our newsletter.
I think the more publicity we can get for our program, the more we can help our pets.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Look for the Animal League of Gaston County's podcast to drop on the second of every month. We can't wait to share more stories with you next month.